The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Wednesday, Wild Wednesday episode of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where pimp stands for permaculture is my passion. The only pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes as of late, even the paranormal. All right, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Peaceful Valley, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Remember, everybody's always asking where we get those bomb seeds that we put out in our orchards and our food forests and the ones we recommend. Well, right now it's Peaceful Valley out of California until I come up with my proprietary pimp mix. Say that 10 times. That's what I thought. And check it out, y'all. If you want to tip a pimp, you can do it over there on the Fountain app, even triple up the speed if you like to all your podcasts over there. You can even drop a derivation of Bitcoin to a playa. It's called Satoshis, or they call them Sats for short. So drop a SAT on a PIMP if you want to get balling like I am. All right, y'all. Another advertiser that did not reach out to me. I reached out to them. If you haven't noticed a pattern here, y'all, as a 27-year IBEW journeyman electrician, y'all, I know my stuff. And I've been at this trade a long, long time, long before I ever got into permaculture preparedness and practical living. And look, my bare feet right now are sitting on a Redemption Shield grounding mat. Yes, I'm G'd up from the feet up. And folks, I'm all about grounding, especially when we're being bombarded in every single direction with everything, whether it's the stuff coming through the walls, which, by the way, I'm going to talk about in the very near future, whether it's the stuff coming through your phone, your iPad, your computer. Look, I'm in a computer studio right now. That's where I broadcast. And being grounded this whole time keeps me lucid and being able to have a really good conversation with the guests I have on this program. But if you want to get a grounding mat or anything else they have over there, 10% off with promo code PERMA. And finally, yeah, EMP Shield, y'all, $50 off with discount code PERMA. Now, look, once again, they didn't reach out to me. I reached out to them because they, without a doubt, sell the best transient voltage surge suppressor on the market. I've installed these things all over the country, y'all, and there's not even a close second to what EMP Shield can do. And you might be asking, well, why would I need it? Look, if something jumps off, you're not going to the club. You're going to your bug out place. You're going to your house. And look, they even have one for your house. Remember, your number one threat right now is lightning. If you doubt me, ask all the people that are mixed up into that storm that's on the East Coast right now, the one that's really just a few hours away from where I'm currently sitting. Yeah, ask them about all these little twisters and tornadoes and thunderstorms that arise from such a thing like that. Your number one threat is always going to be lightning. And check it out. Their guarantee is so ironclad that if anything gets past that on your house and Kentucky fries anything downstream, bam, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. Find me anybody else that even comes close to a deal like that. All right, y'all, right on the heels of preparedness, Well, maybe not permaculture so much, but definitely practical living, especially these days. Look, folks, I've talked about it ad nauseum, about all the issues we are having with shadow banning. Look, I'm not going to complain about that because the podcast is booming. And it's thanks to all of you folks out there. So write a review, let everybody know that what we're doing. And I know we're not your typical farm podcast. That's why you're tuning in. So we cover it all. Everything from how to handle your food forest to what do you do with a chicken that has issues. Well, today we're going to be getting in. Remember, it's Wild Wednesday. I talk to people that are off the beaten path a little bit that might be able to help you on your journey of preparedness. And frankly, I'm going to add privacy to all the other P's we got going on out there. So with that said, I got the founder and CEO of Above Phone, my man Hakeem. How you doing, bro?
What's going on, Billy, man? It's good to be here, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man, despite all the weirdness going on in this world right now. And, it couldn't be more apropos that I have a guy like you on to talk about a lot of the things that are going on, especially in terms of, bro, I mean, there's not a single thing we do these days. I mean, ever since the Telecommunications Act of 1996, I mean, every single thing we do is monitored. And I was excited to have you on. My buddies over at the Firmamental podcast, I think, yeah, they were the ones that told me about you and what you were doing. And with that said, dude, I had to get you on as quickly as we could. Now, I know it's been a little bit tough, you and I trying to find, coordinate times and everything else, but we're here now. So how's everything going on in your world?
Oh, man, things are flowing, dude. It feels really good. I super appreciate you opening up your community, right, to these other subjects, because it's easy to get kind of tunnel vision on trying to be the best at one thing. But if permaculture teaches us anything, it's that everything is connected. And there are so many beautiful mirrors between permaculture and technology as well. So, I have always been a big proponent for growing your own food and for permaculture. I think it's one of the ways we're going to save the world. And we're going to need to communicate with each other, right? Because I'm going to be growing some garlic over here, some Karela over here, but I'm not going to have everything I need. And we're going to need a free way to communicate and exchange with each other, which is why that technology piece is so important.
Bro, right off the bat, man, I know I'm going to like you, because first of all, so many people in this world, especially in your world, have never even heard of the word permaculture. And the fact that you understand that is definitely opening a lot of doors, at least with the audience out there, because that's what they tune in for. But it's not, people have failed to recognize that permaculture and preparedness really are synonymous. They go hand in hand. It's like peanut butter and jelly, ham and burger, the whole nine yards, man. And the fact that, and there's a lot of tech involved in it these days. It's not, everybody fundamentally thinks that permaculture just, you go out there, you kind of hack it out of the wilderness. No, man, there's a whole lot of tech going on out there in terms of how we do so many of the things we do. It's with this technology, which, by the way, has been hidden as of late. I mean, a lot of the things that were easily available, things that were easy to find, all of a sudden you can't find them so much, especially if they're really helpful. Things like the things that we're world famous for, like the chicken tractor on steroids. Okay, there's a fair amount of tech in that. The automatic chicken doors we use, there's a fair amount of tech in that. You can even tandem these things with your phone with the right app. I mean, there's a whole lot of tech that makes our life a little bit easier. But I think my audience would agree, man, that we're sick and tired of, Uncle Sam and whoever else looking down our throats or our phones to find out what we're doing. So that brings me to somebody like you.
Absolutely, man. Technology is a tool. It's not our master. And we can use it to improve our lives. And oftentimes, I'm so glad that you're already on this path, because we get a lot of people who say, well, why should I care about the information I put out there? Why does this privacy really matter? And the one thing I want to say is that the privacy part is important, because typically if someone wants to control you, they need to see exactly what you're doing first. I mean, that's like the MO for any military operation. The first part of it, you're just gathering information. And frankly, I don't consent to having my information shared, and especially not at a grand scale along with everyone else in America and the rest of the world, right? Allowing a centralized party to do that, to sit and on top of other people, whether it's Google, Apple, or these other big tech companies, or their really cozy relationship with the U.S. government, other Western governments that we're allied with, Israel, is not okay. It's not okay. I mean, in fact, they are the ones doing the unlawful and illegal things. And by withdrawing your consent, by simply not going along with their plan, you are resisting, right? You're trying to sway the balance in the favor of truth. And that's what's really important. Bill Mollison, one of his principles of permaculture ethics is to avoid invasive species. How about we avoid invasive software?
Yeah,
they really inject it into everything, man. It's in our phones, it's in our computers, dude. I live this stuff, and we have alternatives. That's the important part, and I'd love to show you a little bit of that today.
Sure. Before we get hopping and popping on that, folks, I want to remind you, think about this. Okay, so the founding fathers, they put together this Bill of Rights. You know, everybody kind of knows some of them. First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to assemble peaceably and petition the government. Second Amendment, nearly everybody knows about that one, to keep and bear arms. Third Amendment keeps them from quartering troops in peacetime and limits it in the time of war. But everybody, ask how many people they know about the Fourth Amendment, which is why Hakeem is here today to discuss that very thing. You know what? Illegal search and seizures. It was the fourth most important thing they decided to put into the Bill of Rights. Number four of the 10 that are in there in that Bill of Rights. And right now we got everybody. And if you want to know the quickest way to piss me off is, well, I got nothing to hide. Well, okay, well, give me your bank account number. Okay, you got nothing to hide. Are you okay with that? Well, right now, I don't care what it is, man. Everybody, whether it's, I mean, the stuff that came out from J. Kirk Wiebe, from Bill Binney, from then later on Ed Snowden, and then all these other whistleblowers told us what's really happening out there. But you've worked on, instead of just focusing on what the problem is, first I want you to identify the problem, and then we're going to talk about the solution that you came up with at Above Phone. Tell me where the problems are in the phones that we currently have, and please do it for a Luddite like myself. I mean, I can speak in the periphery of topics like this, but I'm really an expert in other things. And that's why I'm hoping you can, first of all, tell me what, I don't even have it in here right now, but tell me what's wrong with the iPhone I currently have.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'll break it down. And so when we're looking at our phones, we're using this device, but it's really not this device working by itself, right? Your phone is relying on a lot of different systems that exist in data, like Apple and Google's data centers, and it's constantly talking back and forth to them to get the information it needs. At the same time, it's also sending your information off, you know, and there's many different kinds of information it sends off, which I'll get into the details, but the main aspect of why an iPhone is bad is because you can't actually see the ingredients of it. You can't see how the code is written out. You can't study it for yourself. Apple will tell you, oh, we're Apple, you know, that's privacy. Apple, that's not privacy. That's a false promise. And you're taking them at their word. And time again, through independent study, through observations, because you have to observe technology that you don't have the source code for, proprietary technology like Apple and Google and Microsoft, you can't actually tell what it does. And so it's been seen through independent studies that these phones are connecting back to Google and Apple servers every 5 minutes. They are tracking the way you move through app stores. And the biggest danger out of all of it is not even the surveillance aspect. It's how quickly they can change our relationship with technology and each other simply by deploying an update. Because like I said, your phone is not just by itself. It's using these centralized software services. I'm just going to call them invasive species. There are invasive species on your phone and they get updated every time. So, you know, back when all this lockdown craziness happened and people thought they couldn't go outside, how did they roll out the contact tracing initiative, right? They wanted to make sure, oh yeah, are you 8 feet from each other or 6 feet from each other? how do they actually roll that ability out? They use these centralized software services on Google and on Apple phones. In fact, Google and Apple collaborated on that together. These big tech rivals working together on this exposure notification system. And just to briefly describe that, what that was, it was using Bluetooth on your phone, and it would send packets. It would just broadcast packets around. And if other phones received them, it would try and use the Bluetooth power to tell how far away there was, which, by the way, it doesn't work at all. There have been studies trying to replicate whether you can detect this, and it doesn't work at all. So it was they spent millions of dollars on this. And so did our governments. Our state and local governments built these contact tracing apps, all to tell whether we were far away from each other. But the important part is they deployed it on our phones at once. And once you go forward, there isn't any going back. So when you look at things that are coming in the future, like this carbon tax or a social credit system or a digital ID, you got to ask yourself, what is the easiest way to roll them out to 7 billion people at once? It's through our phones. And we each have one. And 99% of phones are controlled by Apple or Google, which makes these centralized invasive species of software services so dangerous.
Dude, I don't know that ChatGPT could make it make more sense than what you just did right now and make it more scary all at the same time. And I love how you're describing it as an invasive species, man. I'll be honest with you. I'm walking around with this thing. And so I got a Faraday bag. Is that doing me any good, or is it just made inert every time I pull it out of there?
The Faraday bag helps, right? But you need to keep it in the bag when you want to block communication. But I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because it's only when this phone is allowed to communicate that it can track your movements. And there's tracking that is easier to there's tracking that's easier to avoid, and there's tracking that's harder to avoid. When you have a SIM card in your phone, you're traveling around the cell towers. Are just tracking you just based on the nature of supplying your phone with cell service. But they don't necessarily need to know what you're doing at every time. They don't necessarily need to know your exact location. And that's where some of these software solutions that we've been researching and have as part of the Above Phone come in handy. Now, I will bring this on screen for you. The podcast audience won't be able to see it. But I'm just going to show you this. This is a mapping app, right? We all need maps to get to where we're going. And we're all using Google or Apple Maps. Now, the problem is these services are they're pinpointing your location within a few feet, really. And how they do this is they're collecting all of the Wi-Fi networks around you and your phone's current location, and they're sending them off to Google and Apple servers. Now, just to give you an example, there was researchers in Maryland who they call this a Wi-Fi positioning system. And they were able to use an iPhone just to query the Wi-Fi positioning system. And they found that Apple has the location of 2 billion Wi-Fi access points in the world. If you look at a map, it's literally just covered in Wi-Fi access points. Like anywhere there is people, Apple knows the location of the Wi-Fi networks in that area. And so these researchers were able to do really crazy things. They were able to see men in Ukraine running from mobilization. They didn't want to be drafted in the military. They literally watched their Wi-Fi networks disappear from Ukraine, show up in other countries. On a darker note, inside of Gaza, they were able to see like Wi-Fi networks being taken down by the constant bombardment. They were able to see death through that way. So imagine that Apple has such a granular level of visibility to this. Google likely has the same thing. You know, we haven't been able to confirm for ourselves, but they've been collecting Wi-Fi networks for far longer than Apple has, if you remember those cars that drive around. So I'm going in a circle here, but to make my way back to the present, instead of depending and contributing to those systems, because you know it's your phone that helps them collect the Wi-Fi networks, right? You're an instrument of their surveillance. They've kind of inverted permaculture and made the tools that they send out also contribute back to their own data flow. It's really, really crazy. It's really insidious. So if you want an alternative, what I have on the screen right now is this app called Osmond, right? If you're on Android, you can find this app. It's called OpenStreetMaps Android. And what's cool about it is you don't need to be connected to the internet. You can literally have your phone in airplane mode completely. And what you would do is you will download your maps ahead of time when you're at home with a Wi-Fi network. And then when you want to navigate, you can simply pick a spot on the map and navigate that way. You can navigate using GPS. You can use it like a paper map. And so I've got a map up of Washington here, and I've saved a foraging spot over here. So in the future, you might have your local neighborhood map. You know, you've got a homie who is growing spinach or Swiss chard, and you have his farm on the map. You have someone else who's helping you out with raw milk. You're gifting it to each other, right? So in the future, I feel like it'll be safer for people to use these local maps that don't connect to the internet, that aren't sending people's locations up to the cloud, and instead of using Apple and Google Maps. And this is technology that is already available. It already comes part of the Above phone. So I definitely invite you to check it out. If you want to learn more and kind of see some of the videos for this, even though you won't be able to since this is a podcast, you can go to learn.abovephone.com. And yeah, there's a lot of videos showing you how to drill down into some of these things.
Yeah, I'm right there right now. I was kind of looking at it before we got started here. Before we jump into how you solve some of these problems, I want you to answer one last question regarding how we got here and what's going on. Okay, so if I put my phone in airplane mode, somehow, some way, if it's in the airplane mode, let's say for 3 hours, mm-hmm. Now, I guess my understanding, like I said, is very, very little concerning these things, but I'm thinking that if it's in airplane mode, I got the Bluetooth off, I got the Wi-Fi off, I got the location services off, I'm thinking, okay, I should be invisible, but how on earth am I still getting text messages or anything else in airplane mode? And is that even a safe for the people out there thinking, oh, I'll just put it in airplane mode and I'll be good to go? With these regular garden variety phones, is that doing me any, I mean, is it doing any good?
It's a really good question. The only way I would give you a concrete answer is if I sat down with 6 iPhones and I used, I used a handheld electromagnetic radiation meter to actually check. I put you on airplane mode. Is it sending out a pulse? Because, you know, that's a dead giveaway. These things are all wireless. And what you would hope is if you put on airplane mode, that it doesn't do that. But I have heard reports that, you know, like you said, people are receiving texts. They have seen a little bit of electromagnetic activity. And so, I mean, it's obviously connecting to something. Again, we don't have visibility into the code. The Apple ecosystem is completely closed source. That means only Apple has control. Only they know what's going on. Same thing with Google, to a degree, which I'll expand on. But you really have to take them at their word and then make your own observations. Now, what I am 100% confident about is that we have tested these phones. We've used those electromagnetic meters to test whether airplane mode is actually making sure the radio is completely silent on these phones. And it does do that. So that makes me feel way more confident about these phones. And, you know, for anyone who has an iPhone or a normal Google phone, you have to think about, you know, whether your phone can still connect, even if you have it off.
Okay. Well, I think it's pretty evident. I got one of the best RF meters money can buy, and I got all the other stuff that goes along with it for testing this very thing. And I'll be honest with you, man, I've tested everything from the phone to the earbuds my niece was using, and those things were worse. They were putting off worse frequencies in the phone, especially that Apple Watch. I mean, these things were pegging out the meter. And so, yeah, that's clearly not a wonderful option, but check it out. We've identified the problem, y'all. I think it's abundantly obvious. I know to the people in this audience, I've talked about it ad nauseum about this phone. It's weird, you know, burning up in my pocket for no reason, you know, battery going down to zero, and it's a brand new phone after I got it charged and everything. And it makes no sense to me, but that's why you're here, Akeem, to talk about solutions. We know what the problems are. everybody and the great grandmother is, you know, listening in on every single thing we do. And folks, if you think they aren't, have a discussion about something you want to buy and see if it doesn't pop up in your phone not long thereafter. So you've identified the problem. So talk to me about what you and your company did to solve these problems and to make these things safer.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we did our research, I mean, we created the phone because we were a group of volunteers working together on social infrastructure. We were working on a mutual aid network called the Freedom Cell Network, and that's how we all met each other. And it was because I was so paranoid, I wanted a better way to work with each other. And so I did a lot of research to figure out, all right, what are the major threats to phone privacy? And I'll just rehash them here because I kind of went off on a tangent earlier. It's the operating system of the phone itself. It's the apps that you use on the phone. And then it's your actual telecommunications. You're connecting to AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, like calling people on phone numbers. All of that information is tracked. It's not private. They're legally obligated through the Telecommunications Act, as you mentioned, and other laws like CALEA 1994 to be able to turn that over to law enforcement whenever they ask. So those were the things we tried to solve for. And so what we have is a phone with an open source software. This is software that you can go in and review every line of code, right? It mirrors permaculture in that, at least in permaculture, people share what they're doing in their growing process. It's not just like, yep, this avocado came from thousands of miles away. Maybe it's organic. No, you can go look and you can go see how it was grown. In this case, you can see how the software was written. And you can see exactly what it's doing. And there's also thousands of knowledgeable people who are reviewing that with you. So the Above phone uses this open source operating system, which is called GrapheneOS. It is the leading standard of security and privacy. And we really like it because it's very, very stable. It's continuously getting updates. And most importantly, it's not just an alternative. This isn't just like some rinky-dink, you know, alternative amateur project that someone made. No, it's better than your normal phone. It's giving you more features than your normal phone, which I will expand on. But it is it's really, really impressive. And all of this has happened in the past few years, right? So I totally understand maybe some of this alternative tech just wasn't cutting it for you. But we are trying to show people that, hey, you can replace your phone entirely. And Billy, we would love to get you hooked up with an Above phone so you can ditch that iPhone, you can ditch that radiation. And I'm glad you brought that up about your family dealing with the radiation, because with these phones, you can actually use something like an Ethernet adapter and plug it in, plug the Ethernet adapter in. And that way you can put it on airplane mode and still be using it with zero radiation.
Oh, wow.
Negligible radiation. So if that's of a concern to you, right, this is a holistic for us. We're not just protecting our privacy, but we want to actually impact people's health. So that's one good way to do it.
Well, dude, you definitely got my attention right now. We were being I don't want to go too much on a tangent here, but the people in this audience were made aware of the fact that we were being electronically gang stalked. We were being hit with power surges, and you know, with my electrical background, we were able to fit it, you know, get it worked out. I live in a very rural place, no manufacturing plants around me or anything. What's considered roughly safe in terms of the dirty power coming to your home is somewhere around 25, depending on whom you ask. It's anywhere below 100 millivolts, and 25 is considered pretty doggone good. In my house, for no reason, we were at 800. It was so bad that we couldn't even stay in the house. That wow. Simultaneously, along with all the other things happening with the phones, weird things where the battery would just drain, even though we weren't using it, which I've been told is, you know, somebody maybe checking us out or doing something they shouldn't. I don't know, but I do know how to mitigate some of this stuff. And what you're talking right now, man, it really has me interested. And I know it does with a lot of the people out there, because most of the people in this audience, they see permaculture as preparedness, but they also see privacy as a crucial component to all of this. Because what good is it if, you know what, let's say, Hakeem, you live down the road from me, and like you said, you got a milk cow. You're selling me some of your milk in exchange for that. Maybe I'm selling you some of the beef I process. Whatever the case may be, the powers that shouldn't be may not be cool with that transaction between us. And if there's a way to be able to mitigate not only the radiation, that's coming in through these phones, but also being able to do it through an Ethernet, which we know is safer. I mean, well, it's probably absolutely safe, especially compared to the other options. Man,
I love that, right? So you're setting me up perfectly to tell you about this next solution, which is exactly that, right? So there's a radiation aspect, which, by the way, the 800 millivolts is very, I feel like that's, and all the houses I've been in here, that's what I've picked up on the lines too, dude. It's a pandemic of dirty electricity, dude. It's a silent killer that's there, man. To mention about the phone. So we need a way to communicate privately with each other, because frankly, it's no one else's business what you and I decide to exchange. And the more we step into that, we stop feeding into structures that surveil and control us. And one of the solutions I recommend to everyone is something called XMPP, or it used to be called Jabber. But this is a messaging protocol. All that means is, you know, it's a set of rules devices can use to communicate to each other, send messages to each other. And it's been around for 20 years. Google Hangouts used to be built on top of XMPP. WhatsApp Messenger used to be built on top of XMPP. And, you know, it's scaled to a million messages a day. So this has been free and open source software that has been around for 20 years. But no one wants to tell you that it's around. Why? Because it's free. It's decentralized, which means that you can take it at home and you can run the XMPP software on your own computer, your own server, and be responsible for your communications. And it also gives you all of the features that WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or even phone calls could. So what I have on screen is I've got our XMPP app on the above phone. And what this allows me to do is allows me to send end-to-end encrypted messages with people. So you can have end-to-end encrypted messages. You can have end-to-end encrypted calls. You can even have video calls. And it's all really easy to do. And it's free to sign up for this. If you're interested in just learning about XMPP in general, go to my website, takebackourtech.org, and search for XMPP. And there's instructions on how to sign up for free. What we do is we wanted to champion XMPP and bring it back to the forefront. So we've included it on our phones. It's also included on our laptops. And we're also partnering with this company called JMP. And what they've done is they've bridged XMPP out to the phone network. So now imagine this. You get, you know, you're signed up for XMPP and you get to pick a phone number. And then you can start calling people just from the messenger on your phone. And you can do that without a SIM card. That's what you're able to do. And then back when I was talking about the Ethernet system, so this is how you make your phone into a landline. You plug the Ethernet in, you put on an airplane mode. You can still make a phone call with zero radiation that way. People can text you. You can call. You can text them. You can make international calls. All of this for only $5 a month, and you can pay it Bitcoin. Could it get any better? It's a slam dunk.
So talk to me about. Okay, so a Luddite like myself, who knows very, very little about this stuff, bro, I'm only able to do the podcast and the YouTube channel because my wife is my technical advisor. So let's say it's John yeah. Q. Citizen off the street, or let's say it's a senior citizen who's concerned, obviously, we should all be concerned about these privacy things. Okay, let's say they go reach out to you. They get a phone. Yeah. What's the, let's say they want to be able to have all the apps that they have currently on the regular phone, but they feel a little bit intimidated about some of the stuff you're talking about. To them, it might as well be Swahili. Mm-hmm. You do offer, I guess, tutorials on how to re-educate yourself. And what's the learning curve look like for somebody that's having a tough time? I also want to ask you about text once you tackle that.
Billy, we have an amazing, diverse group of customers, but what I'm really proud of is how many of our customers in our community are from older generations. And so we've got 80-year-old grandmas sending encrypted messages and making private cryptocurrency transactions. Like, we have gone through this process with a few thousand people now, and we've learned a lot along the way. So education is really core to our company. anytime you buy a phone, you're also getting a free 45-minute call, live video call with a real person, not an AI, not a support, not a phone call, tech support type of deal, a literal live video call that you can have with someone. And we will teach you exactly everything you need to know. We also have written guides for the people who prefer to read. We have video guides for the people who prefer to watch videos. And we always have email and chat support too. So we try and make support the name of the game because we've made this as easy as possible. There is a little bit of technical things you have to learn. And part of it is also acknowledging that it is a big step and just to kind of accept that. But this is the best environment you have to learn this type of stuff. And we have a lot of young people that are actually in the freedom movement that are part of this company that are ready to help you. So I would say just reach out to us. We'll take care of you. If there's any specific questions you have about, all right, is this app going to work? Which, by the way, 99% of the apps you're going to need work on the above phone. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. It's going to work with any cellular service. So it doesn't matter which cellular service you have. If you're in the United States, if you're in a different country, it's going to work on the above phone. And if you have any specific questions, there's a little chat box in the bottom right of our website of abovephone.com. Just ask us anything you have and we'll be happy to get you set up.
So what if I, so let's say there's a buddy of mine, army buddy from way back, and he's in Massachusetts and I want to send him a text. How am I, even though he doesn't have an above phone, I mean, how do I know that this is secure? I mean, how do I know that some cops don't snap, beat me over the head, take my phone and then open this thing up and then get everything I've been saying back and forth, even though it may not be illegal, it's my private conversation. What assurances do I have that this thing would be safe?
Yeah, man. Great question. So the phone is fully, it has full disk encryption on it and it's got advanced encryption where you can use encryption keys that are longer than you would use on a normal phone. You can have passwords for your phone that are far greater than you could on a normal phone. It's without getting too technical, there are hardware level encryption mechanisms inside this phone. There are things the phone is doing at the lower levels to completely like erase memory when it's done with it to make sure that nothing on your phone can snoop on you. And then when it comes to the specific case of texting another person, just to be completely honest, if you text another person, that's going over telecom, that's going over AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon. And of course, they're legally obligated to hand over this data to law enforcement. In many cases, they are complicit in performing warrantless surveillance on Americans. There's programs like the Hemisphere, which was a Drug Enforcement Agency's way of collecting 40 billion calls a year because they were looking for drug dealers who were making a drug deal and then breaking the phone and tossing it away. They knew how to find those people 10 years ago. So I'm saying that if you have a relationship that you want to protect, if you have conversations that you want to keep private, don't do them on the phone network, right? That's going to be a pretty massive transition moving forward as people are going to stop using the phone network. I personally believe that. And they're going to start using internet-based encrypted messaging solutions like XMPP. There are other things like Signal and Telegram that maybe your audience has heard of. I would say the XMPP is the gold standard. Signal and Telegram, maybe they're more private than a phone call, but Signal is funded by the U.S. government through the U.S. Department of Media. Telegram isn't end-to-end encrypted. So, there's some issues there, but this is a solution that I can fully stand behind as an activist, as a software engineer, as someone who cares about privacy. And I think when you start using it, you will find it easy and you're just going to like it. It's going to take care of a lot of your needs. So to answer that question, if you and your friend are using above phone and you're sending these encrypted messages to each other using XMPP, you guys are going to be golden. It's going to be very, very hard to break into your communications.
All right. So talk to me about some of these other apps that somebody may have on their phone. I can't remember. It was a while ago. Somebody was saying, and I think you kind of alluded to it earlier, that a lot of these apps, if not all of them, are snooping on you. So let's just say I have an app to, let's say, Angry Birds or whatever the case may be, and it's snooping on me. How is it different? I mean, can I still use that particular app, Angry Birds on the phone, with a no snoop option? I mean, how does that work?
Great question. So when I say most of the apps work on the phone, that means pretty much any app will, thanks to this app store, which will allow you to download apps from the Google Play Store anonymously. It's called Aurora Store, and it comes on the above phone. And so what you can do is, if you have an app you're looking to use, you can download it through there. And you can also look at the number of trackers. This is kind of like, you know, you're going to the store and you're reading the ingredients on the label. And so I've got this store page pulled up, and you can see I'm looking at Angry Birds 2 right now. I'm scrolling down. I'm looking at this privacy report, and I see 15 different trackers. These are 15 different companies, aside from Angry Birds, in the phone, paying attention to what you're doing. So we're seeing Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, you know, you name it, a lot of companies that aren't front of mind. And so this is helping you come to an informed consent about what you actually do on your phone. I will also say that games are one of the weak spots of the above phone, simply because it is a security hardened phone, and because it's erasing memory constantly, it doesn't do well with 3D games, like more graphic intensive games, because it's erasing itself constantly. So that's one thing, is that most apps will work. 3D games may not work. And then the phone itself also does not have Google services. So Google services are important for things like, it's that location services that I was mentioning earlier. Google services is responsible for giving you advertisements. So that's another thing you'll notice on this phone. There are no ads. So that's a great thing. But then in certain cases, you might be using apps like Uber or Airbnb, and these are going to require you to use Google services. So you have the freedom to choose. You can, out of the box, it doesn't come with Google services. It's making zero connections to big tech, but you can choose to install them and turn them on. And it's a much safer way than on a normal phone, because it's not a God mode Google. It's not seeing everything that's going on the phone. It's kind of like you activated Google services and it does what you ask it to, which is a far better use of it. So there are many different levels you can play around with. Did that answer your question? Or
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just throw out another scenario. Okay, let's say I'm just got your phone in my pocket and I'm walking around. Am I generally invisible compared to a regular phone?
I'd say you're far more invisible, because you're doing, I think this is a good time to say that there's different types of surveillance, right? There is a mass surveillance, which is what we're trying to help protect people from. Mass surveillance occurs through your consent. It occurs through you buying a normal phone. It occurs through you using, you know, one of the two devices they offer you at the store, Microsoft or Apple, Google or Apple, right? One of those two decisions. And even by, I would say you are invisible for the most part, because these invasive services, they're the ones who are more responsible for tracking you. Now, that's not to say there are other things that can't track you, but you're protected. So for instance, when you use an above phone and you're connecting to the internet, you're using our suite of software services like the VPN, and the VPN is encrypting all of your internet traffic. So what does that mean? It means that people can't see the websites you're visiting. Not even AT&T can directly see what websites you are visiting. So you're protecting your internet usage that way, right? It goes back to, if you are making phone calls through the internet phone number versus doing it like directly natively on the phone, you're going to be a lot safer using the internet-based method. And, even though you're walking around, the cell towers are connecting to your phone, they don't know what you're doing on your phone. So that's kind of like the nuance to the visibility thing.
Okay, so let's say right now, whoever's listening to this says, you know what, man, I like a lot of what I'm hearing. Talk me through what that looks like. So let's say whomever is currently using the iPhone and they're getting their service through, let's say, AT&T. Yours shows up to the house. Do I have to change out a SIM card? How do I get whatever I have on my current phone onto the one that I buy from you?
Yeah, man, it's an easy process, and we've shortened it to an hour of your time. If you have an hour of your time, you can migrate over. You'll do your setup call with us, so you're gonna have someone right there, you know, psychological, emotional support, and also walking you through anything you need to do. And it is that easy. It's what you describe. You're taking the SIM card out of your iPhone or your Android, and you're putting it into your Buff phone. That way, you have connectivity. We also sell a little USB drive that comes with the phone. You can plug that into your old phone and you can transfer over your contacts. That's just one way you can do that. So we'll help you move over your contacts. We'll help you move over your photos if that's what you want to do. That's if you're completely switching over. And then you can also download all the apps that you would need on the normal phone. And once you've done that, you're pretty much done, right? You can start using that phone. Some people like to have a hybrid approach. Like, they might keep their iPhone at home and use it for FaceTiming. I mean, the members of the family that, you know, there's just no way they're ever going to switch. But they will use their Above phones for things that they consider important, like protecting their work. Maybe, maybe collaborating with other freedom-minded people in their community. They'll keep their Above phone for things like that and kind of separate them.
See, that's kind of handy for this crowd, man, because we got a lot of people out there that are thinking, okay, it might be a law, but there is such a thing as an unjust law. You know, it's considered unlawful to take milk across state lines, even though I'm right on the state line between us. Well, really between us, Tennessee, and it's a stone's throw away from Virginia, where we're located. So a lot of these things go back and forth, but there's a lot of people in this crowd, man. They're like, look, just want to be left alone. I want to be peaceful. Don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. We kind of live by that motto to a great extent. And I can already see the wheels turning into a lot of people that are in the preparedness crowd here that are thinking, okay, Jimmy, I got this milk coming, but you're reluctant. You don't want to talk over the phone. When you go to any preparedness meeting, they're saying, leave your phones out in the car, you know, and for obvious reasons. I mean, some people might very well be paranoid, but I think it's absolutely justified these days. But for those of us that are in this freedom movement, in this permaculture movement, in this preparedness movement, man, this sounds like a big time game changer. If I had a Above phone and somebody who shall not be named lives across the state line and they sell raw milk and we want to set up a little rendezvous, well, I don't see how that's anybody else's business. I mean, and there's got to be a lot of people right now thinking, good night, man. This could mean all the difference in the world, especially with the way things are turning right now. With looks like, you know, we have World War III on the precipice. We're sending a whole armada over there right now. Israel's doing everything they can to try to get the, you know, to destroy the places around them. And in Gaza, don't get me started on that. We got all this crazy stuff going on, the so-called presidential assassination. I can't even, and everybody else can't see up. So we see this thing ramping up, but many of us that have been at this a while realize that if this thing is going to ramp up and it's going to get even crazier, well, the hammer is almost certainly going to likely come down on those of us that produce food. So we got to be looking for plan B, man. What am I not thinking about in all of this?
You are so spot on, man. That's exactly the intention with the phone is to protect our God-given natural rights. And we will always have that. And even if this illusion around us is it's asking us for things that we're not going to do for it, it's eventually going to implode on itself. So we just need to take care of each other. I would say just a reminder that these we have several different types of phones. We've got phones that are the newest generation, like the 8 and 8 Pro, which you can find on our website. And those are the phones we currently recommend for people. I also am going to mention that we run the suite of privacy services that come along with the phone. So there's a phone. We also run a private email, calendar, a video conferencing server, which is how you can actually communicate with people who don't have a Above phone. They can join from their laptop. They can join from the iPhone. They can join from any phone and do this, right? So we're not going to create the same walled garden that Apple and Google are. We're trying to make this free and universal. And then we also have a VPN and a search engine. So all of these things are working in your favor to protect you. It's not just the phone. It's this whole ecosystem of technologies that is protecting you. And I would like to see more businesses start to use these methods. And I mean, they are already. It's just that I don't have any way to keep track of them because we don't log any of the services that we run for people. And also the software is free and open source. So there are people everywhere starting to run this infrastructure for themselves. So this is a big shift. And, you know, I would say, like you said, like preparedness, that's the exact right example. Trying to find alternative communications methods with people, you will learn a ton simply by getting this phone, right? Maybe you sense that your community is going to want this and you feel like you're the one that's technical enough. You can be the one to step up and drive it and help teach people. And we will share everything we've learned. It's been great to just to share with you. You know, we've scaled to several thousand customers and we use this every day. This is my only phone. So I know that you can do this for yourself and it can be just as fulfilling as your old technology would. In fact, more fulfilling because it's not bothering you with ads. You know, you're not being surveilled. And yeah, it feels right. So check us out on abovephone.com. I think we will have a special discount code for listeners of the Pimpcast. And yeah.
I got just a little side note here, bro. It just occurred to me. I can't believe I just now thought about this. But I wonder how many people would not be in DC gulags right now on January 6th if they had the phone you're talking about right now. Because they said, I mean, I can't believe it just now occurred to me, all the people that they nabbed months after the fact because they had a phone that was basically telling on them, saying that they were there. They had no idea that all of these people were even there had it not been for the phone in their pocket. Now, am I stretching a little too far that if I went there with an Above phone, I'd be a little bit harder to find?
You would definitely be a little harder to find. And I think if people there were using an Above phone, or a de-Googled phone, they wouldn't be found with that particular investigation. I know about it because it's called Sensor Vault, which is Google's, it's a geolocation surveillance database where if you've ever used Google Maps, even if you're on an iPhone, if you're on a Google phone, you were in this database. They say they have taken it down now. They say they've like scrapped the program and all this kind of stuff. But let me just tell you a little bit about it. It would track your movements. And what it allowed law enforcement to do would be to pick a place and time and have all the phones that were in that area show up. And so it was very, very popular with law enforcement. You know, I think we saw there was 2,000 requests per year by 2016. And then, you know, to fast forward to that event, January 6th event, yeah, that's most definitely how they got caught. And you can think about in the future when they might try to impose stuff like curfew or like climate lockdowns. This is exactly the type of infrastructure they're going to try and use. They're going to work with Google and Apple because these companies are doing the work for them. Oh, that's the thing I want to end with. These guys are lazy. They're smart in a lot of ways, but they're lazy, and no way do they have the manpower to stop mass noncompliance. And so that's what we need to do here. Make it hard for them. So if everyone is using an Above phone or something like it, they're going to exhaust their resources because it's that much harder to track. And so that's the goal here, right? And even if they do try and drill down and they hire, you know, their best hackers or something to break into your phone, which these guys are incredibly expensive. Imagine them spending all that time and money to realize that your conversation was just about trading eggs. You know, it's you're going to use their force against them, as they say in the Tao. But yeah, and that's the hope I want to leave people with is even though they've built this surveillance economy, they can't do anything about it. They might be trying to watch everyone, but they can't do anything about it. And especially if you make things harder for them, they really don't have options.
Well, I'm looking, you know, I was on your website and it looks like your the costs of your phones are actually comparable, if not less expensive than the ones that are on currently on the market right now. I got to be honest with you, Hakeem. I'm going to discuss this over with the Homestead Hunting and see if we don't want to get a couple of these and then maybe have you back on and talk about what the ride's been like, because for those of us that are in this preparedness movement, look, we're not violent people by and large. We're not, you know, we just want to be left alone. We don't want people, we don't want the government. I don't want anybody imposing anything into my life. And like I said, going back to the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, you know, we're all being spied on. Illegal search and seizure, whether it's electronic or otherwise, is happening everywhere. And here in the United States of Amnesia, nobody by and large, the general public just doesn't seem to care. But there is this small component, this irate minority of us out here that will not go gently into that good night. We don't mean violent. We don't mean any of that stuff. It's just, I refuse to comply. Martin Luther King and Gandhi, they didn't, you know, all they had to do was just not comply. Gandhi did his little march to the sea to go get his own salt. You know, MLK, you know, walked through Washington, D.C., just didn't comply. And if I'm not going to stay on the reservation, because let's be honest here, man, this has just turned into one giant Indian reservation here in the United States of Amnesia. And most of us are just unaware the full extent of how bad it really is. But man, it is a joy. It is an absolute joy to see that you're out there doing some, you know, making some real changes, you know, bootstrapping this thing and getting yourself off and running with solutions that will almost certainly help everybody in this listening audience. So like I said, I'm going to talk it over with the Homestead Honey and see if we don't want to upgrade to one of yours sooner rather than later, instead of me, you know, constantly putting this thing in airplane mode that I know ain't working and sticking it in a doggone bag, or when I got to do business, because I have to do business over the internet a lot of times. I run, you know, several companies. And if there is a way, I mean, I didn't even realize that was even possible, that I could sit here and use an Ethernet with this thing and drive on. I mean, you're telling me possibilities that I didn't even know existed, but man, I can't thank you enough. Tell everybody where they can find you, my man.
Yeah, brother. I super appreciate that. And we will get you hooked up. So our main website is abovephone.com. And if you want to see what the phone looks like, it feels like, you can go to learn.abovephone.com. We've got a bunch of awesome webinars on there. This is just free content we're releasing to people. It can help you improve your privacy with your current phone, or especially with Above Phone if you have it. And you can also check out my personal educational initiative, which is takebackourtech.org, if you want to check that out. We also write on Substack, and there's some good reporting there. And yeah, I just want to finish with saying thank you, man. Thank you for being open-minded and just feels like a strong connection. And I really want to protect our food, dude. I want to keep eating good food and I don't want to be bothered. I'm definitely not eating no bugs. So,
bro, I'm right there with you on that. And that's exactly why we do what we do. Folks, I got to say, this was a surprising interview in that I was very, very interested, but I had no idea how much and to the extent to which we are absolutely being attacked. And that's exactly what it is when it's a violation of our amendments. And here it is. I'm seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm definitely going to talk this over with the Homestead Hunting and see if we can't get a couple of these. And then I'll let you guys know. I'll report back to you and let you know exactly how this is going. I know at this time where inflation seems like it's going through the roof and things are tough and it's harder to put bread on the table right now. Well, it's really hard to put bread on the table when you're in a prison rotting away because you decided to take milk across a state line. And I know a lot of people that are doing this right now, crossing your fingers, hoping that you don't get busted with the honey or milk or whatever it is you're bringing from one state to the other, y'all. I am seriously going to examine this. And I'm going to let everybody know exactly how this thing unfolds. But it was a real joy to have Hakeem Anwar on here. And hope to have him on soon, y'all. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive. Yeah.
possibility. Always catches the worm. Now I gotta get up in the morning. Gotta make a further less another. Gotta find me another.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.